consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the book of Nehemiah talking about revival. What a great revival that took place during this period of time in the Scripture. And so I hope you'll join us today as we open the Bible and consider His Word. While you're finding your place in Nehemiah, we're going to be in Nehemiah 9, and I kept saying that last week and I never actually read the Scripture, but we'll get to it today. And we're going to be in Nehemiah chapter 1 as well. It may take you a few minutes to find it. So go find your Bible, look up Nehemiah. We're going to read in chapter 9 and then chapter 1. While you're doing that, I want to encourage everyone to go to our website at considerhisword.org. We would love to hear from you. And there's a place there, a little tab that you can click on that says Contact Us. We'd love for you to let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. And in what city, in the call letters of your radio station. And if you'll write to us and send us an address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. And especially today, as we're talking about prayer, this is so important. And I'd love to get one of these prayer journals in your hands. All you got to do is write to us and send us an address. We send them to you absolutely free. We've sent out many of these. Now, this is just a little notebook. It'll slide down in a shirt pocket, easily fit in a purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and when I hear the prayer requests, I write them down in my little journal, and I pray for them all week long, and this helps me keep a record, and you know, it's always exciting to go back and see where God has answered prayer, and you can mark those off as well. So several ways you can get the prayer journal. Again, send us the call letters of your station, send us an address, we'll send it to you absolutely free. So first of all, through the website, considerhisword.org. Click on the Contact Us link. You can email me directly. That's, I think, would be the easiest at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let us hear from you. Nehemiah chapter 1 is really where we're going to begin today. But I want to read a verse in chapter 9 first. Nehemiah chapter 9. What we've been talking about is revival. I'm convinced that we need a revival today more than I can remember in our lifetime. I hear every day of churches that are closing down. I'm hearing of pastors who quit. We need our churches to be shored up, and we need our churches. And I hope you're faithful to your local church, and that you don't just sit at home, but you're part of that local church, and you're praying for your church, and that you're supporting your local church. And it's in our churches that we need revival. When I talk about revival, I'm talking about a renewing of our walk with God, kind of a resurgence of excitement about the things of God. I believe also we need a great awakening. And what I mean by that is a new awareness of the power and presence of God and our need for God, that we are lost without Him, but yet He loved us so much and we are in need of His salvation. And I hope you're praying about that, and we'll pray for with me over the coming weeks that God would send a revival to our country. Oh, how we need it. And in Nehemiah chapter 9, he describes a little bit of the revival that's going on. And we're going to go into this in a lot more detail over the next few weeks And so I encourage you to listen every week as we go through this series. And this, to me, is so important right now. And I hope that you'll listen, and I hope you'll learn, and I hope you'll pray that God would send us revival. Nehemiah chapter 9, I'm just going to read the first few verses. The Bible says, "Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day. And another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God." So how did this start? Well, I kind of gave some background last week, and you can go back and hear that message at the website. Click on the little link that says radio programs, and you'll find it there. Ezra had gone back to Israel along with a group of people, and they had gone back and rebuilt the city. And then opposition came. They were being attacked, and ridicule came, and all kinds of things. Persecution came. And things began to slow down. They kind of gave up in a way. And Nehemiah, back in Babylon, the Bible says he was the king's cupbearer. And he was serving the Lord. Let me read about it and read what happened. This is Nehemiah chapter 1 now. We go back to the beginning of the book. "The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, 'The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire.' And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven." Here is where revival begins, with prayer. Now, I want you to notice what happened. He got the word that things were not going so well, that the wall was broken down, and that they were having a hard time. He said we were in great affliction and reproach. And this broke Nehemiah's heart. When he heard what was going on, the Bible says that he, in verse 4, he said, "I sat down and wept and mourned certain days." It broke his heart. Revival cannot come without prayer. And I believe a prayer that comes from a broken heart. If you look around and see that our nation is going through a hard time, are you praying about that? Are you going to the Lord about that and seeking the Lord about that and praying for revival? And the Bible goes on to record his prayer. And I want to read all of this prayer because I want you to see how he prayed. And notice that this prayer came out of a concern, out of a genuine broken heart, weeping, he said, and mourning. And he began to pray. Let's read the prayer beginning in verse 5. He said, "And I beseech thee, O Lord of heaven, the great and terrible God," read awesome, "that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and let thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, 'If we transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations.' And that's what had happened to them. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, Though there were of you cast out into the uttermost part of the heaven, yet I will gather them from thence and will bring them into a place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. And he finishes, for I was the king's cupbearer. He was a very humble man. He was not a powerful man. He was not a popular man. He was not a famous man. And yet he, when he heard about Jerusalem, began to pray. And if we're going to see revival, we've got to begin with prayer. Now, prayer meetings are great, and I believe we ought to have prayer meetings. We have a prayer meeting every week. But if we're going to see revival, this has to be a very personal, individual prayer. We need to be looking at ourselves first. It's like the song that we sing, Lord, send a revival and let it begin with me. When we pray, when we pray that revival starts with us, with you. You know, we often pray, Lord, give us revival. They need to get straightened up. Now start with your own heart. We need to take a good, hard look at ourselves. The psalmist said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Prayer meetings are good and they're right. But every single one of us must begin seeking the Lord. God gave us this promise. And we're going to be reading this off and on throughout this series. You've probably heard it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal our land. God will keep his promises. We must pray. Our time is gone for the day. We'll continue next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.